ask the Holy Spirit to help you to clean it. To clean what? To clean your home, the place where you live. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you clean your kitchen, where you prepare your food. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to clean your living room, the place where you sit down. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to clean your entertainment room, the place where you have friends come over to entertain. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to clean your bathroom. Nobody wants to go and use somebody's filthy bathroom. Clean your bedroom chambers, place where you lay down upon your bed and sleep. Clean your closets. Clean the windows in your home. Clean the ceilings. Clean the walls and get that stench and that foul odor out of your home. Clean your floors. Get the dust off your floors. Clean your carpets. Get the dirt and the stains out of your carpet. Clean your mirrors. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to clean your smart TV screen. Clean your computer screen and your laptop screen and your smartphone screen. Clean your clothing. If you got dirty clothes, clean them. Clean your trash container. Get that foul smell out of your house. If you have a parking garage attached to your home, well, go and clean your parking garage. Clean your physical body. If your body's dirty, clean your body. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, clean your eyes and your ears and your nose. Clean your mouth. Clean your pubic areas. Clean your armpits. You need to clean it. The moral of the story is, there's so much that you can do at home to better yourself and to better your life than to go outside of your home and to appear to have your stuff together until you go back home or invite someone to come to your home and the first thing they recognize is your house stinks and it's dirty and it's filthy and it's not clean. How long you think you're going to have a guest stay at your house and visit you and your house stinks and it's filthy and it's dirty? Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to clean it. You need to clean it. You said that you believe in God. I heard you when you said that you love Jesus Christ. You said that you're born again of the Spirit of God and you got the Holy Spirit in your life. Oh yeah, and you read your Bible all the time, quoting scriptures. You know every word in the Bible. That's good. So let me ask you this one question. Why you can't do things for yourself? I mean, you know, God is all you need. But why you can't get up and do something for yourself? You need to get up, get out, so you can get something, so you can have something for yourself. How long are you going to expect other people, depend on other people, and trust on other people to give you what they work for? You gonna live off of somebody else's earning? What's the real reason why you can't do anything for yourself? You can't even afford one roll of toilet paper, let alone pay your cell phone bill. Or is that in somebody else's name? You can't get mad at somebody else because of what they have in life, and you don't have anything in life. You get mad at people because they can't help you, they won't help you, and they don't help you. Well, that should let you know that it's time for you to help yourself. Do for yourself. God don't raise no fools. Oh, when you was in your teens, you had it going on. I get it. When you was in your 20s, you thought you was all that. When you was in your 30s, you thought you was grown and you didn't listen to nobody. And you started slowing down and things started slowing down. When you got in your 40s and your 50s, and by the time you got in your 60s, you didn't have anything to show for. You didn't have anything to show for because you didn't do anything. You didn't put the work in. You didn't put the time in. You didn't build a life for you to have and to enjoy after you got in your 40s and your 50s. God forbid you get in your 70s, in your 80s, in your 90s, and you still don't have nothing. Stop depending on another man and another woman to do something for you that you should have did for yourself. Now look at you. Angry, bitter, mad, jealous, spiteful, resentful, because you ain't got nothing. Now who's the fool?